And that, I knew a group of youths who took upon themselves this holy mission, but the photographs and documents must have disappeared, together with the Jews who compiled them. I have to stop. I don't know whether the photographs he's going to give me are the same photographs that are referred to here. Whatever it is, it'll give me. And now, with my own hands, I pull down these holy stones. It seemed to me that I was tearing a beating heart from the living body of Lvov Jewry, a body that was in its death throes. When the three trucks were full, we went back on foot to Kordeki Street, where we unloaded the tombstones and used them to pave the paths in each block of buildings of a former officer's school. We were busy pulling down tombstones and paving paths with them for a whole week. Later, other crews were assigned to this work. Now, what I had no intention of really reading this to you, but we traveled this morning and we heard from someone who meant well that it was the Russians who destroyed that cemetery. But it was a tzaddik who told us that, but that tzaddik was not here when that happened. He's not an eyewitness. He's someone who came to Lvov after the war, I'm sure. He must be born after the war. Am I listening? Of course.
He's quite informed.
He only told you what he heard from somebody. But that's the tragedy. You see the tragedy of Lvov. There's no one who knows what happened here. The Jews of Lvov were destroyed. There's a handful. There would be that much left in the world that could tell you what really happened here. They died in the Yanovsky camp. They died in Belzec. Very few people escaped from either of those places. And here you have one of the rare documents, Nebuchadnezzar, telling you that he himself was forced by the Nazis to destroy the tombstones of the great Rabbanim in the old cemetery of Lvov.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah, I'd like to add one thing. We have here a Jew from this local. Gee, we cannot ask him two questions.
Oh,
let's go.
In Poland, this is the last of the
Out of 5,000 Jews, 3 Jews live here.
Three.
I would like the translation should be done by your professor, but what I want to add, his name is Liner. Liner, if he is from the family of Liner, the nicest family in Poland from Radina Rebbe is called Liner. But for now, I would like you, professor, to question.
Is a gebäude in the door in the
Joker?
No. Vader in the front or not? Vader in the front.
Sie haben das Jua.
Sie haben das Jua. Sie haben
das Jua.
Sie haben das Jua.
Weg?
Jua mit dem Jua.
In Bels.
Du musst gewinnen, 2 Mua bei Hoffner. Du nicht lang zu gewinnen, der Hoffner. Da sind wir geblieben neben dem Hoffner. Ist er gekommen mit der Tochter und mit der Sinn, der Sinn ist der Rebbe. Er wohnt in Uruguay.
Okay.
Anyway, he was born here, he's a native of Jokre, lived here before the war, so he can tell us something presumably about what happened here during the war, and that's what I'm going to try to ask him right away.
Okay,
he basically said that the Nazis brought Americans into the shul, used gasoline and so on, wanted to burn the Jews together with the shul, but the Jews managed to bribe one of the Nazis, were able to escape from the shul, and only the shul itself was burned. Wie viel Schielen du gesehen in Jokre Farben davon? Weißt
du? Wie
viel Schielen?
Schielen, ja, so wie wenn die Belgier Kühl ist. Na, hieß das, dass man es immer gerne mit so guten Menschen dort, mit so einer Stöcken gebaut, in geblieben, in eben der Schiel, in die Wien, a Kühl ist, so dass wir das allein, in Winter, dort gewinnen, auch nicht,